Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
The Mind Aware, 679.
Hey, hello, hello, hello. Dana Wild here, and welcome to Positive Mindset for Entrepreneurs. This is the show where you discover how to grow your business quickly by training your brain and feeling good. Oh yeah, we know happiness is practical, right? I'm Dana Wild. As I said, you can find out how to get more clients, grow your business the feel-good way at 60secondworkshop.com. That's 60secondworkshop.com. So today we are going to talk about the emotional scale. We had somebody write in and just ask, what is the emotional scale? I hear people talking about it. What is it? How do I use it? And I was like, oh yeah, wow. We haven't talked about that for a while, have we? So I thought maybe it would be a good idea to do this episode all about the emotional scale and how to use it, because it's a super useful tool. It's been helpful for me too. So let's talk about it. The emotional scale is a tool for shifting your emotions to a more positive place. I originally heard about it from a few different sources. I heard about it from David Hawkins, from Abraham Hicks. I believe there was an emotional scale in the movie The Secret too, if I'm not mistaken. Anyway, it appears in several places, but nearly always the emotional scale was more complex than what I wanted to use or than that I wanted to create. So I created my own version of it. Most of the other scales have like 20 different levels, and my version, it's basically got 8 different emotional levels, and you use it to shift yourself to a more emotional place. And the actual exercise of shifting yourself to an emotional place, I got from Abraham Hicks, who I absolutely love, and I highly recommend you check them out. So I want to talk about what the emotional scale is, and I want to give you an opportunity to grab a version of it in the JPEG and to learn more about it. In fact, if you go to danawild.com/emotional scale, you will see more information about the emotional scale. But this episode today will get you started actually using it. So the emotional scale is a list of emotions that range from powerlessness or despair all the way up to joy or bliss or happiness. And so it runs the gamut from despair, powerlessness, to the next level over, the next emotion over is fear, or we might call it worry or fear. And then the next emotion over is anger, or we might call that revenge. The next emotion over is frustration, or we might call that stress or overwhelm. And then we tip over into the emotions that we would consider positive. So the first emotion on the positive side of the scale is hope. Hope might be called wishful thinking, right? Hope. Then the next one is belief. And then knowing. I like to call knowing positive expectation. And then finally, joy or bliss. So altogether, you're looking at despair, fear, anger, frustration, hope, belief, knowing, and then joy. Now, what you might notice about the scale is each emotion feels a little bit better or a little bit worse than the emotion that's next to it. So most of us would say, if we had the choice of feeling powerlessness or in despair and curled up in the fetal position in bed, not wanting to get up, we would rather be worried than feel despair. We'd rather be a little worried or feel a little fearful. Most of us would rather be angry than be fearful, because at least with anger, we feel like we're taking some of our power back. Most of us would rather feel frustrated than angry. We'd rather be hopeful than frustrated, and so on and so forth. So the idea is that each emotion is a little bit feeling better or a little bit feeling worse, depending on which direction you're headed. The idea behind the emotional scale is that most of the time, most of us are trying to make emotional jumps that are way, way too big. So we're feeling worried or fearful, and then we start saying a bunch of positive mantras like, I am happy, I am secure, I am confident. And they feel like lies because we're nowhere near that place emotionally. Or have you ever had this happen? You're in a really angry mood, and then some positive person comes around and says, you know, you create your own reality. And you just get crazy because you can access anger, but you can't access joy or positivity. It's too far. You can access an emotion that is right next to the other emotions. So if you're feeling fearful or worried, it's easy to access anger. If you're feeling frustrated, it's easy to access hope, but it may be more challenging to access ecstasy or appreciation or joy or bliss, all of those kind of higher on the emotional scale, further over down the emotional scale feelings. So how do we use this as a tool for change? How do you use this as a tool so that you can feel better quickly in any moment? And it's kind of fun once you get the hang of doing this. And again, I learned this originally from Abraham Hicks. Their scale has 22 levels. This only has 8, but I found it just as effective to use it with this emotional scale. So let's say you are feeling despair or powerless or defeated. And we're going to do it on a business subject because this is a business podcast. And so you might be thinking thoughts that feel like, what's the use anyway? I'm never going to amount to anything. This is never going to go anywhere. As with everything in the Train Your Brain Sandbox, it always starts with awareness. And you have that awareness that I'm feeling despair or I'm feeling powerless. This is a cause for celebration because most of the world is not aware, and you should pat yourself on the back that you just woke up and identified where you're at on the emotional scale. And there's no point in lying about it because you are where you are, and there's no point in trying to pretend you're not there because your negative, quote unquote, negative emotions help you to identify where you are so that you can move emotionally to a different place. It's a good thing when you recognize that you're feeling negative emotion because now you have a starting point. So you're having those feelings, you're having those thoughts that feel like, what is the use anyway? I'm never going to be able to do this. This is hopeless. So it's easy now to move yourself emotionally. You just think thoughts that sound like the next spot over, which would be fear. So you catch yourself and you go, okay, I feel despair. I don't want to feel this way anymore. I'm going to start saying some fearful thoughts or some worrisome thoughts. So the easiest way with each of these levels is just to say the emotion and say some thoughts. I'm worried that, I'm fearful that, so I'm worried that I've started this business, I'm not going to make it. I'm fearful that I did all this for nothing. I'm worried that this is all the further I'll get. I'm worried that I'm not going to amount to anything. Now, if you want to really own that emotion, and you do, and you really start to feel it, at the point you really start to feel it, which is usually about a minute to 3 minutes, then shift to the next emotion, which would be anger. So then you start to say sentences that start like, I'm angry because I can't believe I wasted all this time. I'm angry because what is wrong with me? Everybody else seems to do this. I'm angry because people are so stupid they aren't buying anything. I really own that angry. I'm angry that I wasted all this time. I've done all this and I've amounted to nothing. when you really start to feel that anger after a minute to 3 minutes, now you pick the next emotion, frustration. Okay, I'm not really angry. And sometimes it's fun to start that way. Okay, I'm not really angry. I'm actually frustrated. I'm frustrated because I thought this would be easier. I've been really overwhelmed by the stuff that's happening. I'm feeling frustrated because it's taking so long. I'm really overwhelmed by how much I have to do. I'm feeling stressed out about the direction this is headed in my business. Feel that frustration, feel that stress, feel that overwhelm. And it's okay to spend a few minutes here and really say those sentences until you can own them. And then move to hope. And hope is a really big one. If you can spend a lot of time on hope, saying hopeful sentences, you're going to see that that is time well spent because it's going to move you automatically into the other levels. You're going to have a hard time not moving to belief and knowing and joy. So you start with those hopeful sentences and you say things like, okay, well, I'm not really frustrated. I'm feeling more hopeful. I like the idea of feeling hopeful. I hope that I feel better. I hope I think of another hope sentence. I hope I think of hopeful things to think about. I hope a customer just buys. I hope somebody comes out of the blue. I hope I find my method for marketing. I hope I have a big shift in my business. I hope things get easier for me. I hope I stick with it. I hope I get my passion back. I hope I feel better and better as I say these sentences. I hope my emotions start to shift. I hope I can build my business quickly. I hope I can be a really good brain trainer. I hope this emotional scale works. I hope that somebody just comes out of the blue and signs up with me. I hope that I feel better and better all the time. I hope this brain training works. I'm starting to notice that it is. I know that I started this business for a good reason. And I like that I offer something awesome. And I do believe that what I'm offering is a good thing. And you see how I slipped in that word believe. And I do believe that the people who are out there need and want what I have. And I do believe that I can make this work. And I believe that I'm worthy of this. And I believe that things are moving in this direction. I believe the more I understand this brain training, the easier it gets. And I love knowing that as I train my brain and as I get better and better at this, it gets easier and easier. And I love helping people and I love my business. And I love knowing that when I'm out there in the world doing what I'm meant to do, things are good for me and they're good for everybody else. And it feels good to live in my joy and it feels good to follow my path. And I appreciate the people who supported my business so much. And I appreciate that I'm an entrepreneur and that I get to live this life. And I love the direction I'm headed. That's how you use the emotional scale. You just eke yourself over one feeling at a time, one emotion at a time, gently, gently, one sentence at a time. And literally, you can move that whole scale from despair to joy in 10 to 15 minutes. So there's no reason, no matter what you're feeling, anytime that you can't shift it, you can't feel better, you can't use a more empowering mind. You can totally do this. This is so easy. You can just use one sentence at a time to build on the next, feel better, get your best brain, get better results, take intentional action, build your business the feel-good way. Happiness is practical. You have totally got this.
Do you find it overwhelming to try market your business everywhere? Wouldn't it be nice if you could find one marketing method that brought you leads and clients and simplified your business? If so, you'll want to discover your marketing superpower. Take the Marketing Superpower quiz at yourmarketingsuperpower.com to find out the marketing method that's best suited for you. And the best part is, it's free. When you discover your marketing superpower for free at yourmarketingsuperpower.com, you can focus your marketing and work fewer hours. Plus, you'll be using your natural gifts, which makes marketing easier. You'll be using the marketing method that's perfect for your personality. Go to yourmarketingsuperpower.com right now and take the quiz. It's free, and in just a few minutes, you'll know how to market your business the easy way and get more leads today.